production one for. Well, what's the matter with that fellow? Come on, boys, once again. Well, for the love of Mike.
Go on with the show. Come on, give it to us out there. Come on. Hey, wake me up when he gets here.
There he is.
Hey. Good evening, Professor. Oh, say, I'm all tired out. Say, play it again, Professor, till I get me breath.
Why, I've played it 3 or 4 times now. Go on with your act. You're late now.
I know it, Professor. Oh, say, audience, you'll have to excuse me. You see, I'm living in the rhubarbs, I mean the suburbs, right on the hoopskirts, that is, the outskirts of the city. You see, it happened like this. I read an ad in the paper that said, why pay rent, own your own home? A lovely villa in the country, only a stone's throw from the station, with terms to suit. Well, I was tired of paying rent, so I went to see the agent, and he talked me into giving him all the money I had and all the money I could borrow. Then he took a mortgage on me life with the balance, and I was supposed to own the house. Well, sir, I found out a few things when I went there. They called it a villa because it was fit to be a villain, and the terms of suit suited the villain, but they didn't suit me. And that gag about it being a stone's throw from the station. Say, by Gary, no man could throw a stone from the station to that place. The man says to me, why, it's only 10 minutes to the station. 10 minutes walk, says I. No, says he, it's 10 minutes run. No one ever walked out here. Well, I was never able to run it in 10 minutes. It used to take me at least a half hour. I asked him what was the latest train on the road, and he says, why, they're all late, only some are later than others. Well, he was right. By the time I got home from work, ate me supper, fed the chickens, put the coal on the stove, and did all the odd jobs around the house, it was time to get breakfast and run down to the station to take the next train to the city again. Well, some people might like it. You know, the house backed right up to the river in the summer. But in the spring, the river backed up to the house. The only thing I've been able to raise since I've been there is pond lilies. I raise them in the cellar, oh, say. And they have quite a floating population there in the spring. But one fella gets along fine. He has web feet. The agent told me the town was well laid out. I told him I thought it was right when the thing was dead to have it well laid out. I told him the other day I was homesick. He says, why, this is your home. I know it, says I, and I'm sick of it. Ha ha, say, but I'm the happiest man in the world today. Listen, last week the plumber fixed a leak in the house. Yesterday he brought me his bill, and I got him to take the house for what I owed him. Ha ha, say, let it go, Professor. Here comes the moving van. Why, Karen, I read it in the paper, own your own home. That's the proper paper for any old home. I wouldn't give a cent. It's cheaper for to move than to have to pay the rent.